I'm Jeannie Simmons, and I'm working with the garden plot here in the Italian Village garden. We are cutting up some old t-shirts to tie back our cherry tomatoes.
Cool. So what are you going to do if this gets sold?
We'll cross that bridge when we come to it, but I think we would definitely look for some sort of alternative since it's been such a good experience. But, you know, until then, we'll just enjoy what we have right here, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Any advice for people who want to do this with their neighbors?
I think knowing your neighbors and trusting them that everyone's going to take care of it and do their share.
How's it going? All right.
I'm
Yeah, it's my husband, Drew.
We've got a few people who know more what they're doing.
It's kind of the end of the line right for the garage. So. There. It's a double.
Yeah, it's
the
people over there. The Taj Mahal tomatoes and beans.
Yeah, okay. I've heard about you. Yeah, I've heard you have a bit.
Yeah, we're trying, yeah.
Sorry about that. Can I get you one more time here?
Yeah. Any particular question?
Yeah, just your name and then what are you doing out here?
Drew Simmons, and no, I'm just out here in our neighborhood garden. We've got about 18 neighbors, and we've all got plots. It's a great thing of, you know, just spending some time getting some good vegetables out of things, and then also just spending some time with the neighbors.
Any advice about how to do this if people want to have gardens with their neighbors? My own instinct right now as I stand here in the midst of all this is that a way to do it is to reach out to your neighbors and see if they're interested.
Yeah, I said just see if you're interested, and if you have some property in the neighborhood like we did, I mean, it's owned by other people who have it for sale, and I mean, they obviously love for somebody to buy it and build on it, but in the meantime, we were able to talk to them, and they were completely amenable to us doing this garden here, and, you know, so I think there's a lot of people who, you know, if you're looking to improve a piece of property, they'll be more than happy to have you come in and do something like this on there, so... I say, yeah, just band together and talk to somebody and just, you know, present it as a positive thing you're going to try and do and see where it takes you.
Because it can be positive because someone, like, for example, this property, until they sell it, it saves them money in terms of someone having to come here and mow the grass or other expenses. So it's, I know they still have to pay the taxes on it, but.
They still do. And I think the other thing is, I mean, you know, we've talked about whether it'd be a pro or con for them, whether, I mean, there might be some people who might look at the property and be like, well, I wouldn't want to buy that property and have all my neighbors be upset because I'm the one who bought the garden property. But the other way, you know, we think it's a great advertisement for the community. I mean, anybody who's looking to buy the property and build on it would know that there's a, you know, group of neighbors here who are, you know, active with each other and are social with each other and have something like this going on that we can easily move to another piece of property. You know, I think for certain people it'd be a, you know, it'd be a great selling point.
Any advice
on that?
I would say, just do it. I mean, I'm not much of a green thumb, and you know, some stuff comes up every year and some stuff doesn't, but it's great to see what you can do.
Thanks.
No problem.